Welcome back to the final segment of the final show of season six. Holly, we've made it. You've got a question? You can certainly send a still in to us, and we will get it answered. You can do that on the Proclamation Hotline at 1-800-927-SHOW, 1-800-927-SHOW, or gardentalkradio@gmail.com.
Proclamation Goods creates cookware for the eco-conscious home chef. Their pans are non-toxic, have a lifetime warranty, and are made in Wisconsin. Their award-winning stainless steel Proclamation Duo cookware set is a 12-inch skillet that doubles as a wok. Best of all, the skillet and stockpot hinge together to form a Dutch oven. It's two pans with the versatility of 10, empowering you to cook more with less. If you care about your health and strive for a more sustainable lifestyle, then Proclamation Goods is for you. You can go to proclamationgoods.com to find out more and order. So we had a question come in on the Fleet Farm from fleetfarm.com. I have saved many pounds of green tomatoes before the frost killed my plants. What are some options of things that I can do with these green tomatoes? Thank you. So if you Google things with green tomatoes, there's a whole list of stuff, recipes, etc. For us, we've done green salsa, fried green tomatoes, green tomato.
Well, isn't there like a chutney or something like that?
Yeah, green tomato chutney. You could do like a green tomato frittata, which is kind of like a omelet type thing. You can add them to salad. You can grill them. Grilling them kind of adds a sweetness caramelization. So those are some options there.
All right. Well, with that being said, the hotline will be open all off season, and the Gmail account, gardentalkradio@gmail.com, will be open all season as well. So we've got some thank yous to dish out, and we want to start with you for listening and downloading the program. Highest downloads we've had in the 6 years that we've been doing the program, and the plan is we will be back next year, and I'll give you that rundown here shortly.
Right. And then I guess I'm going first, so thank you.
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, so I just really appreciate all of the love and support, mostly from my friends, but also my family as well. And I have a really good day job, and it allows me to work from home indefinitely after, you know, initially it started because of the pandemic. And I appreciate that I can work from home. And I have a very understanding, patient boss. My family, my dad went through something this year, and my boss is very understanding about it. So that I'm very grateful for that as well. And I also would like to thank me. I've worked on myself in therapy, and I know a lot of people feel that therapy could be a hot button issue, etc., mental health, and I strongly believe that mental health is health. If you take care of your mental health, that is leaps and bounds a good way to take care of yourself in so many other ways, and I've really strived for that, and because of that, I have just a lot more joy and happiness in my life. And gives me the opportunity to be a better person for my family and friends, and really just give me a great perspective on how I feel. And I, of course, want to thank Joey. He is, as he calls me, his best friend, gardening partner, something else. What else?
That's right. Best friend, gardening partner.
Co-host. And, you know, it's reciprocated as well. And I really just, Joey and I will be married for 12 years in December. And we're just partners. So I can't imagine my life without him. So those are my thank yous.
All right. Well, we want to thank our Lord and Savior. Without him, we can't do this. And I know some of you might be going, well, I don't have God in my life, and I turned out okay. Just think what would happen if you did have him in your life. This show is much kind of, it's kind of like farming. Not the actual, you know, gardening aspect of it, but this is an independently created show. We don't come in the studio and sit down and talk for an hour. We have complete control over this show. We spend somewhere around 1,000 hours every year emailing several thousand companies, local and national, in order to pay for the airtime for you to hear us on a weekly basis. And we bring in a couple of people in order to help us with that because of the magnitude of the task of emailing approximately 20,000 total emails each year. in order to do that. And when I tell you, it's kind of like farming, a lot of faith based in this. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of the things not yet seen. It's Bible. It's in the Bible. You can look it up and find the context of it in that particular aspect. But it is relevant here as well, because you don't know when that next rain is going to come on the farm. You don't know when that next sponsor is going to come. You don't know whom that sponsor is going to be, or if you see something, you reach out to that company. And, you know, it's a whole lot of prayer and giving it to God and letting Him let you know whom He already knows what's going to happen next year. And I know that because of this type of conversation we have on the last segment of the last show of every season, I know this has cost us sponsors in the past, because I have sent information to a couple of companies and they said that, oh, our boss listened to that last segment and he wasn't very happy with it, so we're going to pass. That's fine. We did our job. We said what we needed to say, what we're supposed to say. So that's the way it is. So we are scheduled to be back in 2023 for season 7. A couple of things of note. We will not be back on the Fan 590 out of Kirkwood, St. Louis, Missouri. We will not be back on the Word Cleveland, WHKW 1220 AM and 96.9. These are business decisions on our part, whether we were not able to negotiate a rate or they chose to pass on us next year. That's usually how that works. Not going to get into details.
But
yes,
if you do and you've enjoyed listening to us,
we're online.
Right. We're online. And if
every show's documented.
And if online doesn't work for you and you're like bummed that you won't hear us on your weekend morning, then, you know, reach out to the station.
Yeah, we can send you the show. For those who are in Cleveland area, we will be on WPIC 790 out of Sharon, Pennsylvania, and Salem, Ohio, WRQX 600 Saturday morning 7 to 8. So that most of you should still be able to capture some of that in that area, and we will be in Joliet, up into the metropolitan area of Chicago, and WJOL 1340 and WXAN 103.9 out of Ava, Illinois, a little Southern Gospel station we were able to pick up near my home area. So that's some things. Keep in mind, most of these stations we're going to be on the same time as we were next year, as we are this year for next year. If you've got questions, gardentalkradio@gmail.com. We'll get you all set up for next year. WCRN 830 AM out of the Boston area, you will get encore presentations for the 17, 18 weeks off. I think it's 17 weeks off, Holly. We've never figured that out. We'll be back the first week in March of 2023 for season 7 of the Gardening with Joy and Holly radio show. Want to thank Holly for being my garden partner and radio host and best friend. We want to thank our friend who asked to be remained anonymous for her helping us accomplish some of this by getting them emails out on a regular basis. We thank you for that. You know who you are. It's a pretty big deal whenever you're able to create a program where you have to start employing people in order to make the thing happen because you're getting so big. I think that is a small accomplishment. There's a lot of work and you never stop working, but it's worth the reward. And I've been told that if I don't make this radio thing work, Holly said, I've got to get a real job. And from what I've been told by other people, I don't want that.
No,
I don't. Apparently a real job is not something I want.
I mean, I'm grateful for my quote unquote real job, but yeah, it's sometimes it's just nice to work for yourself, I think.
It's much like farming. There's never a time where, oh, I'm all done. There's always something else to do. And for those of you who enjoy listening to the program, we thank you for that. And many of you will never, and I'm not insulting you when I say this, will never understand how much work goes into a weekly hour radio program that is independently created by a husband and wife team. We don't have an ad agency. We don't have a big facility that we have people handing us stuff left and right like some of these major radio programs do. This is just us, and we do the best we can. So until next year, Holly, we thank you for listening. You can always check out the archives at thewisconsinvegetablegardener.com. Keep up with that, and we'll keep updating on that as the information comes in. So until next year, for
Holly Baird.
I am Joy Baird. We are the Gardening with Joy and Holly radio show, and we thank you very much for the success that you have provided us and the sponsors that you've purchased here, their products here in 2022.
For more information, please visit thewisconsinvegetablegardener.com.